Hey everyone, this is Johnny Cruz, and you are tuned into Ugly Brown Boy. You can catch this on all podcast platforms, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Thank you for listening, and thank you for watching. I appreciate you joining me again on this new episode. It's been a couple of weeks since I've posted a full Ugly Brown Boy podcast, and that is because, number one, I've been in the Philippines for 2 weeks, and I also wanted to feature the new podcast that I'm doing with my best friend called Poochie Crunch, and it's very, very different, if you haven't tuned in yet, to watch Poochie Crunch, but it's a lot more wild than Ugly Brown Boy, and it's a lot of fun. I love it. So I'm happy for that new venture, but I have been in the Philippines for 2 weeks. I just got back this past Wednesday, and to be honest with you, I'm still recovering. The jet lag is crazy, flying back east from Southeast Asia, and it's something else. It really takes its toll on you. And my brain is still in a haze, and I am not completely recovered yet, but I'm getting there. So that's where I am right now. But the adventure, I'll call it, in the Philippines was pretty incredible. One of my best friends, Paul Besler, planned a trip for his milestone birthday, and I told him that I wanted to tag along because I know he's been to the Philippines to shop for coffee before, and I wanted to take the opportunity to join him so that he could hopefully guide me through the process of what coffees were what and how things were different regarding beans and roasts and just all different kinds of coffee from the Philippines. And it was very, very informative. And Paul was so patient and so generous with his time. Thank you so much, Paul. He was so informative, and I really appreciate everything he did. I would not have gotten the same information that I needed if it wasn't for him. So thank you for that, Paul, and here's to many, many more trips overseas, not just back to the Philippines, but hopefully other places as well. We met in a city called Tagaytay, and Tagaytay is a city or town that overlooks Taal Lake, and that lake houses the Taal volcano, which is, I guess you would call it, semi-dormant because it had a little eruption 2 days before I arrived, so the news of that was really interesting. But that whole area, Tagaytay and Batangas and everywhere overlooking that lake has volcanic ash in the soil. So just like Hawaii, if you think of Hawaii and all the volcanic activity there and how you benefit from the delicious coffee flavors and the richness of the coffee that's grown there, it's the same in the areas around that volcanic lake. And so I had the benefit of seeing a bunch of different vendors of coffee, and I settled on one in particular and brought back 100 pounds of beans, 50 kilograms of beans. So that was super, super interesting, trying to make room for all of that in my luggage. I had to leave a bunch of clothes back in Manila, which is fine because Justin and I are planning on going back there next year because I will be celebrating a milestone birthday. So I'll be able to pack a little less and I'll have clothes waiting for me there. And all of my hair stuff and everything else will be there waiting for me. And hopefully I'll be able to bring back some more coffee when we go. But we plan on exploring several different islands and different beaches there. There are so many, and whenever we've gone there in the past decade, it's always been the Philippines and another country. And although that is a lot of fun, it's also really exhausting, and you don't really get the full effect of the one country. And since there are so many beaches that I want to explore in the Philippines, Justin actually had the idea that we should go there and really focus on just the one place, the one country. So we'll stay in the Philippines and just visit a bunch of different beaches, which I'm sure will be exhausting in and of itself, but at least we're not jumping from country to country, and we can make the most of our time, I think, exploring a bunch of beaches that we haven't been to yet. So that should be fun. But we brought back coffee. Paul also helped me bring back some coffee in his luggage. So in my luggage, I carried about 80 pounds or so of coffee. And we got back, and by the time I got back the day after, I received the labels that I made for my coffee, which I'm calling Ugly Brown Brew. It was Justin's idea to cut out the boy, so I was thinking I would call it Ugly Brown Boy Brew, and we settled on Ugly Brown Brew from his suggestion, and I think it has a good ring to it. And this is it right here. Cute, right? So this is it, Ugly Brown Brew. And in this is Philippines Robusta whole beans, and there's 1 pound in each of these bags of coffee. So I'm selling them. So if you're interested, contact me on Instagram or TikTok. If you have my number, just text me and I'll make sure I have your address and I can send you however many pounds you want of these beans. Absolutely delicious. Absolutely delicious. It's rich and the flavor profile is very deep and distinguished, and it is very exciting for me because it speaks to my heritage. And when I open up Bookburn Cafe and Social, it also sits in the same theme as Bookburn Cafe and Social, which is rebelliousness and striving for storytelling and keeping our marginalized voices alive in this country. So that boldness in the coffee matches perfectly with the boldness of the theme of Bookburn Cafe. So I'm really, really excited to feature this coffee in the new establishment. And that was my goal all along, was to have a coffee from my home country featured in Bookburn Cafe. And it is not a coffee that you can get very easily in the United States. So I'm very, very excited to be currently one of the only places that you can purchase this coffee. So the adventure started in Laguna, where after I met Paul and his nephew in Tagaytay, we went to where his nephew lives. It's the son of one of Paul's brothers, RJ. And he drove us around the entire time, and he was really fantastic. And so we spent a night at his home in Laguna, and then we took off the next morning for Lipa, that's L-I-P-A, in Batangas. And it was known back in the day to be the heart of Philippines coffee. The Philippines actually was one of the biggest producers of coffee at one point, until a fungus destroyed a lot of the coffee plants. And so when that took place in the Philippines, Brazil then took the lead and has maintained that lead in coffee production ever since. But thankfully, there are more and more coffee farmers and roasters in the Philippines that are taking over the helm, and hopefully we can regain our footing within the ranks of coffee production in the world. But even with the little bit of coffee that we are finally producing again, it is constantly sold out, and it's constantly sought after within the country, and there's not enough coffee that can be produced for the Philippines itself. So exporting it is still very, very difficult. So I'm hoping that at some point there will be enough coffee in excess that can be exported. And until then, I'm just going to keep taking trips back. So we spent 3 days or 4 days in a beautiful Airbnb in a mountaintop overlooking the Ta'al Lake and the volcano. And it's rainy season there right now. So the rain hitting all the leaves on the jungle foliage was just incredible. The sound was so beautiful, and you couldn't orchestrate anything better than that sound. And hearing the downpours just hit all the big and small leaves against the mountain where we were staying was just incredible, so peaceful and so serene and so meditative. So after that, I was carrying around all those beans into Manila, where we stayed in BGC, which is short for Bonifacio Global City, which is where everything is happening. And we stayed at the Shangri-La Hotel, and we celebrated Paul's birthday while we were there in Manila, and ate at this wonderful restaurant called Casa Palma. And it's one of the best restaurants in Manila right now, probably. So if you get a chance to go there, go Casa Palma. It's really, really incredible. So we did that, and we did a lot of shopping. We went to Green Hills. I got new earrings made, and like a matching lariat necklace from the same rainbow-colored Baroque pearls. And finally, after our stay at the Shang Hotel, we parted ways, and Paul and his brother, who I met for the first time, went back to Laguna, and I stayed in Manila. And just, I guess, sort of hung out and waited for another weekend in Batangas with a good friend of mine from there, Eric, and we stayed at his place in Alitagdag, Batangas, and just more beautiful countryside to be seen, different from what we saw in Lipa, and it was just one of the most beautiful trips that I've taken to the Philippines in a long time, that's different from the beach trips that I would normally take going back home. So it was wonderful. It was absolutely breathtaking in different ways. There were no shortage of beautiful sunsets and incredible food. Oh my God, I couldn't get enough of it. But I wanted to share all of that with you and let you know where I was for the past 2 weeks. And with the new coffee being purchased and already being sold, I'll still have enough to sell at the cafe once we open in mid-December. Again, for more information on Bookburn Cafe and social, you can visit www.officialbookburn.com, and that will give you the entire story of where my vision of Bookburn came from. And with that, I will say see you next Tuesday, and I'll have more stories of my trip to the Philippines then. Thank you so much for joining me.